To give some idea of the aspirations of Nazi scientists, the huge ME-264 was dubbed the America Bomber, while a three-stage rocket was named the Mars Rocket. As respected British historian Barry Pitt noted, the Nazi war machine swung into action utilizing as much as it could of the most up-to-date scientific knowledge available, and as the war developed, the list of further achievements grew to staggering proportions. From guns firing shells of air to detailed discussions of flying saucers. From beams of sound that were fatal to a man at 50 yards to guns that fired around corners and others that could see in the dark. The list is awe-inspiring in its variety. Pitt stated that while some German technology was less developed than imagined at the time, some were dangerously near to a completion stage which could have reversed the war's outcome. Former Polish military journalist Igor Witkowski described German wartime research as the greatest technological leap in the history of our civilization. He said the Germans ignored Einstein and developed an approach to science based on quantum theories. Don't forget that Einstein physics, relativity physics with its big picture view of the universe, represented Jewish science to the Nazis. Germany was where quantum mechanics was born. The Germans were looking at gravity and other matters from a different perspective to everyone else. Maybe it gave them answers to things that pro-relativity scientists hadn't even thought of, explained Witkowski, who had unprecedented access to German wartime documents that only recently became available due to the collapse of communism. Consider that at the beginning of the war, aircraft were made of canvas stretched over a wooden frame. By 1945, Germany had become the first nation in the world to put into service an all-metal jet-propelled jet fighter, the Messerschmitt 262. They also produced the world's first operational helicopter and vertical takeoff and landing aircraft. As German scientists worked feverishly to perfect the V-2 rockets and other more secret weapons, SS Chief Heinrich Himmler was taking steps to separate his SS from normal party and state control. In the spring of 1944, Hitler approved Himmler's proposal to build an SS-owned industrial concern in order to make the SS permanently independent of the state budget, wrote Nazi armaments minister Albert Speer. Employing methods later used by the CIA, SS leaders created a number of business fronts and other organizations, many using concentration camp labor, with an eye toward producing revenue to support SS activities.